I'm really excited today that we're able to welcome Ilyas Ali, who's from Yemen, and Ty Bedillion. Did I get that correct, Ty?
Pretty close, Bedillion.
Bedillion, not bad. They are here from AFS USA to talk about their cultural exchange. And just to complete the picture, also we have AFS volunteer Charlene, is it Phil Same? Am I getting that right?
Perfect.
You would think I would check these before we turn the microphones on, but it's fun to see if I'm capable. Is that we also have Angelina Woodbush. Good morning.
Good morning.
And just so you know, Carol Huff is here too as a volunteer. I'm going to start with you, Ty. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happened over the past semester or year?
Yeah, so I was in Germany for 10 months on the Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange Scholarship funded by the State Department. And what it is that with AFS, it takes 50 high school students from the Northeast United States and 50 students from Germany with AFS Germany, and they pretty much switch places, except not literally switch places.
And you were there for 10 months?
10 months.
When did you get back?
I got back 2 weeks ago.
And I hear a little bit of German accent in your voice right now.
Yeah.
Have you taken much German?
Before I went there, I didn't have any German.
Wow.
So I learned all my German over there.
How did you do?
I think I got pretty fluent over the 10 months.
I can imagine. So what are some of your reflections on going over there?
It was a wonderful experience that I'll, hold in me my entire life. And I really think I learned a lot about, the world over there. And,
yeah.
Different people from all around the world and their perspectives about everything and just becoming a better person myself.
So you were in Germany during the presidential election, and so you got to see sort of a European perspective on that, which I'll bet was interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I definitely got a lot of questions about it.
Suddenly you're an expert. What was school like there compared? Are you at Wash High or?
No, I was at McGuffey High School.
Okay, and so what year are you about to go into?
I graduated this year while I was in Germany, actually.
Okay, so is your diploma from McGuffey or is it from Germany?
It's from McGuffey.
Okay.
The thing about German schools is that I was in a Gesamtschule, which is 13 grades, and it's just like pretty much just a big school. And in order to graduate, you have to take this big test called the Abitur. And those kids study their whole 13th year to take that test and to pass it, and it's really hard from what I hear.
did you not have to take it?
I did not have to take it. I was in the 12th class there.
That was sounds like a lucky break all in all.
Yeah.
To do that. What classes did you take while you were there?
I took three English classes. I took English literature, English history, and English economics. And then I took six German classes. I took German literature, art, sport. What was the other one? Chemistry, math, and physics.
Were they hard?
Yeah, they were really hard.
I can imagine, although I would think on the English classes, you might have a leg up.
Yeah.
Did most German students have English in addition to German?
Yeah, so most of the German students there were learning English since second, third grade. They learn it from a very young age. So I could talk to pretty much anyone in English, but, they didn't really like that.
No, you're there. Well, let's bring Ilyas into the picture here. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Can you tell me a bit about your experience? I know you're from Yemen.
Yeah.
Were you here in the U.S. studying?
Yeah, I was back in 2013-2014 as an ES student, so I applied for ES scholarship back home, and then we were like maybe 600 people applying for that scholarship, so 13 students got accepted, and I was one of those. I had the chance to come here for a high school, and then I came here for senior grade. I went to Springdale High School for my senior grade. I was in a double placement. That means like we have another exchange student too, which was he was from Canada too. So yeah, I think it was you know, to be a student in American high schools, it's really valuable, and then you could like kind of improve your English, and it's always a process of give and take. So you always need to know other people's perspective as they need to know. So I think it was really nice and a great chance to, you know, kind of share your experience, you know, learn from people, and it was really nice, I think.
Did anything, this is your first time to the U.S.?
No, this is my second time.
Okay, you were there in 2013?
Yeah, so I was here in 2013, 2014, and then upon my completing my ES program, I went back home, and then all of a sudden it was just a war going on. And then it was just, it wasn't really stable over there. So we moved to the east of Yemen. We stayed for a couple of months, and I had a chance to move through Oman borders, which is our neighbor. And then I flew to Malaysia for 1 year for college, and I ended up coming here for college.
Wow. And is your family in Yemen?
Yeah,
still?
They're still in Yemen, yeah.
Are you able to keep in touch?
Yeah, I'm still keeping in touch with them.
I think there is probably a lot of misunderstanding about life in Yemen here in the United States.
Yeah.
Are there some common misunderstandings that you could clear up?
Yeah, I think that's pretty, I have a story that I think it's pretty funny. When I get here, a lot of students in high school, they were saying, how did you get here? I'm like, just on the plane. They think we have camels waiting, you know, and stuff. That was just pretty funny, I think. It was pretty nice that I had a really chance to be a small, you could say, ambassador for my country, to get people to know about my home country. How is it like to be in Yemen? And I think they did not even understand how, like, they don't know about like how Yemen and stuff. So I think I did a good job, you know, giving enough information about my home country, and I think that helped.
Oh, that's great. Now, you mentioned college. And also Springdale High School. So you're done with high school now and are taking college classes?
I graduated from Springdale over here, but then I had to go back and then retake my senior grade over there. And then when I came here on college, I go to CCAC. For my association degree, and then I might transfer to for my bachelor degree.
And will you plan to stay in the United States?
It's not clear till now, but
at
we'll
least
see.
For education.
Yeah, yeah, to like at least for 5 years. 5 years. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you can plan. Do you know what you would like to study, maybe?
Yeah, I'm measuring here because like it's called a 2+2 plan, which is like community college and then transfer. So I'm taking engineering classes, and then hopefully I'll be majoring in environmental engineering.
Excellent. That was my specialty for the career I had before doing this, and also my wife's.
Oh, really?
What made you choose environmental engineering?
I think we, according to my home country, we don't have this specific measure to be an environmental engineering, and I think that's really beneficial. If I had a chance and the situation got better, and then I would need to, to go back home and see how I can give back to my home country and help people and environment too.
That's great. Ty, I meant to ask you what your plans are now that you have finished high school. What's next?
So I'm going to Washington and Jefferson College. I'm going to do the 3-2 engineering program there. So I do 3 years at W&J. And I'll most likely major in physics there, and then I can transfer to three different colleges, depending on how good my grades are. Hopefully, they're really good. I can go to Case Western University, Washington University in St. Louis, or Columbia University. And most likely, I want to go to Case Western University and study aerospace engineering there.
That's terrific. I just met high school graduate heading off to Case last week, and she's excited about heading off there. Let me turn to Angelina and Charlene. Can you talk a little bit about your roles in AFS USA?
Yeah, so I was actually an exchange student. I studied abroad in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, for 1 year in 2012. So it's been a few years now, but a lot of my recent activities and endeavors have been inspired and sort of a result of my experience abroad. So I recently graduated college at Allegheny College. I was a global health studies major, and now I'm heading on to medical school and hoping to study infectious disease. So I'm hoping to continue to get to travel the world a lot and hopefully make it back to Malaysia very soon.
Malaysia is such a modern and bustling, especially Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. What was your time? I guess what struck you, do you remember when you first arrived there?
Yeah, it's such a different country. One of the reasons I chose Malaysia is just because it's a place that I knew very little about. But it's such a vibrant, colorful, beautiful country. It's just sort of a collection of all these beautiful cultures mixed together. The food is incredible. People are very kind. The language is very neat. So it was definitely, every day was brought its own new adventures and excitement. So.
It sounds like you had a great time there. And I was thinking about Allegheny College as a possibility for Elias, because they have a great environmental program at Allegheny College. Let me turn now to Charlene. Can you tell us more about your role here?
Yes, I am a volunteer with AFS in Western Pennsylvania. And my role, I've been a volunteer for the last 3 years. The first year was a volunteer, I served as a family liaison. This year I've been working a little bit more on the outreach programs, working with Carol. But, you know, basically the volunteers in the area look to find, you know, homes not only for the CBXY students and the YES students, but homes for some of the children we're trying to place in the area. And we've got at least seven high school students that we're still looking to place in the area, some from Italy, Brazil, Thailand, China. And we basically match the students with interests to the families in the areas.
Well, this is important because there might be some families listening now that would like to host a student, and this would be for about 10 months, about a school year. Is that how it works?
Yes.
And how would people get in touch if they had interest in hosting a student?
For more information, we have a website. It's www.afsusa.org, and also 1-800-AFS-INFO they can call as well.
Now, what got you interested in doing this?
Well, I got interested because I had a very, very close family friend that his mother was very interested in AFS and actually had over 20 host students that she actually hosted in her home. And when my very first close friend's father died, all of the AFS students that she had hosted, and they had hosted as a family, reached out and touched back to that family. So it was not only just, you know, their family there locally that mourned that loss, but it was the family across the world. And it just made me feel that, hey, you can really have a huge family and make an impact on people, not only in your local environment, but, you know, broader in other countries. And family is not only for the people that you're around, but it's everyone you're connected to.
That's a great story and something really to cherish. I'm curious, Elias, when you came or before you came to the U.S., did you have any fears or expectations, or just because that's a huge trip? I may be assuming incorrectly, but had you spent all your years in Yemen before coming to the U.S., or had you traveled to the West before?
I think I spent my whole, before I came to the, I've never been to the West before, you know, going through YES program. So I had also a friend who was with YES program. So he was an alumni. I talked with him about it. It was just a nice experience. So my expectation, I think, wasn't, it was just like the movies, like kind of life, but then it was just a different thing. And yeah, living Springdale is it's really nice. And I think I got a really nice host mom. She's also a volunteer in AFS called Julie Battle. And I think I had made a really, and then also like a volunteer in Springdale Library for like more than 120 hours in 2 months. So I got a lot to know from that library in terms of people, in terms of helping children and stuff. So I think I made it really, you know, beneficial for myself first and then, you know, so I think.
Have you connected with other students from Yemen here in Pittsburgh?
When I'm here now or when
I was here in Pittsburgh?
I still contact with people, with my friends sometimes. So, but then, you know, like everyone's busy with their...
There are a lot of younger students from Yemen that are attending, in particular, two Pittsburgh high schools, Brashear High School and Baldwin Whitehall High School. And we've had a chance to talk with them a little bit. And maybe we'll connect you with them, because I know sometimes they've been looking for mentors. And we've talked a lot to them. They're much younger than you, but about adjusting and coming here. Some of them are from refugee families that are here. It takes a lot of courage, I think, to come here. And also, Ty, for what you did, you just sort of picked up. You hadn't been to Europe before, had you?
No, I never traveled outside of the country before I went on the program.
And by the way, if you're just joining us, these are all AFS USA participants. Ty Bedillion is who we're talking to now. You had just heard from Elias Ali. And did you have any, did it... How did you feel as you were boarding the plane? And
I just remember being so excited, but like nervous at the same time, like, because you can't really, you don't know what you'll expect over there. Everyone tells you their different experiences in Europe and all that, but it's really like when you get down, you have the whole experience. Everyone has a whole unique experience to themselves.
I want to ask both of you another question, but first I want to just turn to Angelina again. And actually, this is the question I'll ask you. Angelina, how do you think your time in Malaysia changed you?
Yeah, so one of the phrases that that I heard quite a bit during the initial orientation prior to leaving the United States was, you know, this is experience is going to be, and the things you encounter will be, you know, not good, not bad, just different. And that's a phrase that I think a lot of AFS students are familiar with. And, you know, I kind of, you know, thought about it a little bit. But then returning to the U.S. and reflecting back on that phrase, I think that has really sort of inspired my outlook in life and just approaching new situations and endeavors and thinking, you know, this is, you know, and, you know, people have very different ways of doing things around the world. But, we're all, you know, here to just try and, you know, be happy and make things a better world. So
that's a great way to sum it up. What about for you, Ty? It changes sort of between the person you were a year ago and the person you are now?
I think a year ago I was a little bit more closed off to the world, especially down in Washington, PA. I mean, you don't really hear about a lot of the stuff going outside of the world, and when you do, you don't really think it affects you that much. And then when I went over to Germany and I started watching the news a lot more, especially because they're always talking about the U.S., especially during the presidential election year and all that, and I started to, you know, connect with things more. And now that I've come back, I really, like, when I see something on the news, I don't think about it just as an American anymore. I think about it also as a German and a European.
And Elias, any thoughts about how you've changed since before you came to the U.S.?
I think I tend to be more independent and I'm more impetuous about my future. There are a lot of opportunities that in the world, but we have to keep going and work on ourselves. Plus, I think I learned that other people who live in the other areas are not wrong, but it's just different. From my experience, from my culture, that everyone has their own culture, and it's just different. You know, you get like experience other people, and it's a lot of it's a knowledge itself to travel and see other people. Speaking about Malaysia, I've been last year, my whole year, 2016, I spent my whole year in Malaysia for a pre-college course, and I think it's a really nice being also in Malaysia because they've got a different cultures. It's called actually Small Asia because they have also Indians, Malaysians, and Chinese, and they're all Malaysians. So it's a really nice experience, I think.
We have a significant part of the world represented in this room, either directly or indirectly, and I knew this time was going to fly by. I want to turn back to Charlene in a moment, but is there anything that you wanted to say that I may have neglected to ask you?
Just that, you know, I would encourage any students out there listening, you know, if you're passionate about seeing the world, learning about new cultures and experiences, you know, don't hesitate to sit down and start that application, look into exchange programs, or if you're a family, you know, interested in learning about the world, take the time to learn about how to host an exchange student, and it would be, you know, definitely a really enriching component to a year of your life.
Thanks. That's Angelina Winbush. And Ty and Elias, did we hit all the points you wanted to?
Yeah, I'd just like to go along with Angelina and say, if you have any interest in, you know, learning about the world, definitely go for it. Do it while you're young. Do it during college. I mean, just go for it, because the people you'll meet, the friends you'll make, the host family you might have, it's just a wonderful experience.
I think I get along with them both too. I think it was really nice experience, and to know different people, and just, you know, it just really amazing. And then I think instead, even if you don't have the time to travel for high school, and you could just host, and you just bring the other country into your house, which is like it's an amazing thing.
That's those are great sentiments. I know I was mentioning much earlier this morning, I was involved with AFS when I was in high school, and I did not travel, but the interactions I had with students from other countries who were hosted by our high school was really significant and memorable, and a couple of those people I still keep in touch with,
yeah.
Too. Let me turn finally to Charlene. Any closing thoughts at all?
No, just very thankful for this experience and for you inviting us to your station to talk about AFS and what we're trying to achieve in Western Pennsylvania.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And could you please give the website again for folks who might like information? There is a need for host families, and it's a beautiful opportunity.
Yes, the website is www.afsusa.org, and the phone number as well to call is 1-800-AFS-INFO.
Thanks so much. And thanks to all of our guests, Ty Bedoyan, Elias Ali, Angelina Winbush, Charlene Felsame, and the silent but present volunteer Carol Huff.